Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Bun.
Ship out of danger.
Hello?
Are you sad?
Yes.
I'm incredibly sad. I mean, and I don't get sad about shit like this normally. Like, celebrity deaths mean nothing to me. But it's like, I was on Game On yesterday and was talking about this a little bit. I was at a meeting.
The fuck is Game On?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast. Or the Patcast.
Okay. All right.
We were talking about it, and I was just like, I was at a meeting at work, just wasting taxpayer dollars because I wasn't paying attention. I was just perusing my phone, and all of a sudden it came up, and I'm just like, oh man, and like, I've cried twice in my life. You know, once when I was like 6 years old and hit by a car, and when I found out Leonard Nimoy died, I got like a manly tear, like just like I could feel it brewing. I'm like, no, you're not gonna cry. Spock would not want you to cry. That's too emotional. You can't do that. And so I held it back, but I did feel a manly welling of tears. You know how like loser guys get that tear when they watch like Field of Dreams and shit like that, or like a sports movie.
The fuck is Field of Dreams?
If you build it, they will come.
Oh, that's the Kevin Costner baseball movie, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Where the guy comes out and he has a catch with his dad, which is supposedly a manly thing. I don't know. The only thing my dad would tell me to catch is a beer when he throws it at me. So there. That's kind of what I felt, that style of manly tear in my eye. I'm like, nope. Can't do it. Spock would not want you to be emotional.
You gotta have the waterfall tears where it's like,
like an anime.
Yeah, that's the manliest one. And usually you have to scream out someone's name because they just recently were slain by a foe.
Nimoy.
Yeah, like that.
And I watched Wrath of Khan last night just because. Goddamn, that movie's fucking good.
It's a good movie.
Oh, it's everything that Star Trek Attack Wing is not.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Oh well. Welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the Ponfar of my life, Steve.
Ponfar?
Ponfar!
are we gonna battle with those fucking, like, dildo sticks now? I used to have a Ponfar stick. I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
Actually, that's Arena. It's not the Ponfar song, but whatever.
I don't know what the fuck I did with it.
I'm gonna make a giant log. Shoot some coal at me.
I'll be the Gorn.
Yeah.
I am kind of the Gorn to your Kirk.
You are the Gorn to my Kirk.
Except there's no black powder on our planet.
How am I going to shoot diamonds at you from my hollow log?
They'll just throw them at me ineffectually. the Gorn. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a good that's a great episode, actually.
Yeah.
I just remember that episode because I think it's season one Arena. It's the name of the episode is Arena, but I think it's season one because they're running through, like, they discover the base has been destroyed by the Gorn, and so they're running to fight this mysterious enemy, and it's like they're running in trenches and throwing grenades and shit, and I'm like, where do they get the Starfleet have grenades? You know, I'm like, that's pretty cool. All right, Star Trek original series, 90% bullshit.
Actually, I think it's less the fact that it's 90% bullshit and more the fact that it's 100% 60s.
I prefer the Star Trek movies where they should all be subtitled The Search for Bigger Sideburns.
Mm.
Yeah. Or pointier sideburns, I'm sorry.
Jimmy Doohan.
It's me, Jimmy Doohan. Love Trekkies. I also love the fact that Jimmy Doohan had his finger blown off at fucking Normandy when he was taking a beach. Fucking Jimmy Doohan was at Normandy killing Nazis. Took a bullet and took off his finger.
It's me, Jimmy Doohan.
He's like, hello, Fritz. It's me, Jimmy Doohan. fucking rifle spears him.
Nice.
Can I talk about some World War II stuff that really has been pissing me off?
You can do that, and I'll just look at my phone.
Oh, you'll actually appreciate this.
I don't know about that. That's a bold statement.
It's about my hatred of historical gamers.
But you are a historical gamer, so are you telling me you're one of those self-loathing historical
Maybe.
Gamers?
Maybe. I'm sitting there, like, okay, so I like bolt action. I like modeling and doing stuff like that. I've been painting tanks lately. So I go to a tank modelers forum, right? And I'm just like,
the story's already comedy gold.
I know. I mean, it's not even forum. It's a Facebook group. And I'm like, okay, some of these pictures look really good. And I'm looking through it. And then so I subscribed to it. Sure enough, like 3 days later, the entire forum devolves into some weird right-wing bullshit. Like, did the United States government kill Patton? I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with fucking painting tanks?
what paint colors would you use to paint Patton's skin?
Well, I mean, I'm just like, that would make more sense if they said, like, what colors would you use to paint Patton? I'll be like, oh, well, this is an interesting, you know, question for painting. But I'm like, this is nothing. This is a modeling thing. I want no politics whatsoever in my hobby. I just don't want it.
Clearly, you're new to the internet.
I know. Well, most people, well, yeah. But most people know that I'm a relatively liberal guy. I'm actually quite heavily liberal in a lot of ways. And I know a lot of people who play war games and play just tabletop games. And I mean, not tabletop games, but especially war games are, you know, conservative. It's not really weird when you think about
it. Well, I mean, historical games make sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, historical gamers are generally dickheads and conservatives generally dickheads.
Yeah. But
just generally.
Yeah,
not
just
always.
Generally. Not always. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to bring this into my hobby. This is just me wanting to have fun. I don't want to bring any of this into it. Why do you fucks have to constantly bring this shit into my hobby? God fucking damn it.
You're new to the internet.
I know. Seriously. I was just like, as soon as I saw that post, and not only that, but there was like 30 guys. Like, normally I was hoping for one guy just to be like, what the fuck does this have to do with painting toy tanks?
Nope.
But no.
Nope. That's not going to happen.
Nope. No. I was just, oh, God. I'm like, fucking, hey, why can't I be happy in my hobby?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fucking, I went on an image thread of, like, bad weather. It was like, look at this bad weather image set. And I'm like, all right, that should be pretty funny. And, like, there was some funny stuff, like a car, there was a parking lot. And it wasn't snow, it was ice.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice was halfway up every car.
Wow.
It was above their wheel wells. And I was like, what? Like, holy shit. And, you know, there's a bunch of, like, horrible ones.
That sounds like something that would happen in Russia.
I think it was Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. I can see that, too.
And there was, like...
That's the Russia of Canada.
Yeah. Oh, hey. There's a lot of ice on the ground. Boss, my car is frozen in the parking lot. The ice is halfway up the vehicle. I'd love to get to work. But there's just no way.
It's okay. We're in socialist Canada. Trust me, your job is safe.
Yeah, thanks, boss.
Thanks, boss. You want to go play some hockey later? Sure.
There sure is a lot of ice. So, and you know, it's funny. Like, so, and comment section, Obama, abortion, God, fucking feminists, Xbox sucks, Obama, communism. That's the comments thread on a fucking humorous image set of, like, look at the winter really fucking up. Oh, and also the idiots going, where's global warming now?
Where's your God now? Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing, too. It's just like, back in the day, that probably could have been funny satirical comment. But now, since there are people who are actually like that, it takes away all of the comedy out of it.
Well, where's global warming now? Well, no, it's clearly not a satirical comment.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, back in the day, like... 5-10 years ago, that would have been like comedy.
No one would have ever done. The biggest mistake they made was calling it global warming.
Yeah,
they should have
climate change.
100% always just said like climate change, not global warming, because the mouth breathers, usually the super conservatives.
Remember, I don't want politics
Welcome to game politics. they're the ones who was like, it's cold. It was cold in my backyard, so global warming is not a thing because it's warming and it's not warm.
Oh God.
So,
all right. So yeah. off the politics, though, another historical thing that'll make you giggle.
That's the
internet. Actually, I sent you a text about this. I had a guy and he was back at the game store when I was playing last. Dwayne was like, I think you really upset him with your comment last week.
Yes.
He comes up and he's just this really annoying guy. You know, if you go to a game store, you always come across him. He's the guy that me and you hated at GW. We were just like, and you would just like ridicule to nonstop.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He figures a very meat crab.
It's totally meat crab, bro.
This list is amazing. You should run it in a tournament you spend money on. That's how good this list is.
So good.
He comes up, and I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but he made it a comparison to 40K. So I'm just going to say this, as we were talking about a twin-length weapon in bolt action. We're like, it's so great that you get to roll, you know, two dice instead of just the one die for it. And he's like, yeah, 40K, all you get to do is get a re-roll. And I'm like, well, that's because 40K is a stupid baby's game. And he just looked at me like... he kind of turned his head and walked away and left us alone for the rest of the night. But it was worth it. I was like, I had a Steve moment. Steve literally left his body, entered my body, and called this guy just so he could call 40K a stupid baby's game. And I could just imagine you sitting here, like, watching Gumball or something while that's going on. And all of a sudden, you just go into, like, a spasm. And he's like, what's going on, Steve?
No, it's a short little twitch. It's like...
No, it's like you're going into, like, you're having, like a fucking... seizure, and Nikki's like, what's going on, and then you come back to your body after that, like, and you're like, oh, okay,
I'm fine. 40K is still a baby's game.
You just wake up, you're like, 40K baby game, and Nikki's like, what the hell just happened?
Just remember, Steve Irwin always said, I'd rather get stung to death by stingrays than play a baby's game like 40K.
He had a massive Tau army. Oh, I thought that's the stingray you were talking about. Never mind.
Wap 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 wap
wap. Speaking of 40K being big baby's game, they're finally releasing something that everyone's wanted, a plastic bloodletter and a bloodthirster. Mm. So you got that going for you, 40K.
Okay.
Okay. It's once again, it's just, hey, let's just release this.
I'll just clarify, I said K, not gay.
Oh. Good. Don't want to have to take that out. But the, I guess it's okay, but it's once again, it's 40K just putting out giant, massive plastic kits that cost $80 and no one's going to be able to buy, you know?
I mean, I'm sure plenty of people will buy them and just do whatever it is you do with 40K miniatures nowadays.
You put them up your butt.
I don't think you do. They're far too big.
Skulls for the butt god.
They're far too grandiose at this point.
Butts for the butt god.
Hold on. Oh, fuck, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, a little aftershock there.
Did you see the Gale Force 9 is doing a giant red dragon?
No, I didn't, actually.
It's actually pretty cool looking, how I'll bring it up. Here.
The best thing they did recently was the Dungeons and Dragons Drizzt? Spell cards.
The Drizzt? Actually, ooh. I heard there were some issues with the spell cards. I heard some was missing and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that's not... Yeah. That's not really the product. Like, if you get it and it's like, oh, someone's missing, that's a, you know, that's a defect.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the product worse. Oh, yeah. It's a big, it's a decently
it's
sized
really
red
cool
dragon.
Red dragon. Yeah, yeah.
It's cool looking. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of, I bet you it's kind of expensive.
It's going to be very expensive. All of their other figures are fucking super expensive, so I would imagine this one would
well,
also
the
be.
Drizzt Duerden is mainly for collectability sake. And when he randomly.
It's pronounced Drizzt.
Drizzt?
Drizzt.
Drizzt.
And when he randomly shows up in your campaign. That's what he's for. Because it's law that Meryl Streep has to get nominated for an Oscar and Drizzt has to appear in every D&D campaign at least once.
Is Meryl Streep even in movies anymore?
Yeah, she was just in Into the Woods.
I don't know
musical.
What the fuck that is.
You don't know what the music
is? Oh, that's the one with Johnny Depp as the werewolf?
He's not a werewolf. He was just the big bad wolf.
Whatever. The movie looked terrible.
It wasn't that great. I'm just going to...
There you go. My snap judgment passed again.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Just like Jupiter Ascending looked like shit. Turns out, was shit.
You know, I've actually heard pretty good things about it, but not like, this movie is amazing. Not like John Wick. Like, John Wick was amazing. This is more like, it's actually a pretty decent sci-fi movie. It's kind of, what people were saying, it was a lot like Chronicles of Riddick. Which is, you ever see that one?
I liked Chronicles of Riddick.
That's what they were saying it was like. It was like Chronicles of Riddick, where it's, if you don't take it seriously, it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, but Chronicles of Riddick had that sweet Necromunga boss who had that special move where, like, he teleport. He fucking, that guy was anime. Like, that's what he was.
Well, that's what this, that's what.
He's like, Riddick, I warn you, I'm anime.
And that's why I think.
Riddick's like, kawaii desu!
I don't know what that means. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite.
Bun.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Buns.
Some anime thing?
No,
I guess?
It's not. I mean, kind of technically, it was from Bob's Burgers. Bun. That's the guy's jingle for his fucking burger shop, and it's been stuck in my head since I woke up this morning.
But yeah, Jupiter, I don't
think... It's catchy. It really works.
It is.
Like, I was like... At first, I'm like, that's fucking stupid. No one would ever pay for that. But now, like, it's stuck in my head. I'm like, fuck. If there was a real restaurant, I'd be thinking about it right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck!
But yeah. So it's like, what phone number would you call if you need a new carpet, Steve?
1-800-800-EMPIRE.
5-8-8-7-7-3-2-0-2-boop-beep-boop-beep.
Luna...
God damn. That's regional commercials for those who do not know. The Midwest, especially Chicagoland, has two. Not only one carpet commercial with a catchy jingle, two carpets with a catchy jingle.
That's right.
It's 588-2300.
I haven't seen an Empire commercial in a while.
That's because the guy died.
Yeah, I know. Well, they were doing a CG one for a long time.
Yeah, you can't trade. You can't switch
you
that up.
The Victory Auto Records is doing a new commercial?
That's sad.
What I heard though.
Okay, so Victory Auto Records, for those who do not know, you could probably look it up. It's probably been
just
on like,
YouTube. Victory Auto
literally
Records.
Literally the same commercial since I think like 1996. It's the longest running. 1997.
No, it's older than that.
It could be. Well, it's
that, that commercial's the longest running commercial ever.
Yeah, so it's this guy. He's
it's like over 30 years old.
He's a dude. He's wearing like tight ass white.
He's got bell bottoms.
Yeah, but he's got they're tight. He's got like wristbands on, and he's got like a headband and a mullet. And he goes in to open up his car door, and the car door falls off. And it's an older looking car, of course, from probably the 70s. And the car door falls off, and he's like, you know, money, you can get cash for your car at Victory Auto Records
will give you cash now.
Yeah. And so, but it's been running nonstop on all like our local affiliates in Chicagoland since the mid 80s.
Is it like least. It's 30 years old, give or take.
Yeah, and so it's like it's always been kind of this joke. It's like. The commercial costs like $20 to make, and they probably got like however much airplay
they got.
Out of it,
whatever but. Money they spent, they got it worth. They got their money's worth.
It's at least it's not like the General or Eagle Man or any of those bullshit commercials.
Well, this one's got pedigree.
This one's yeah.
The one thing I heard about that though is that they're not going to do a new commercial.
They're just
going to
remake.
They want to see the best remake of the original.
We should do one. Where you pull a car door off and then shit your pants.
Why would I shit my pants?
Comedy.
That's... You can't tell that I shit my pants.
Well, we could come up with something. Yeah. We could just have you...
Why don't you just tear off the thing and I'll be like, push it, pull it, tow it to Victory Auto Records.
I think Golf Mill Ford would be upset.
They would be.
See, that's all local references.
All right, baby. This is going to confuse all of our foreign listeners.
All right, before we go into anything else, I want to make sure we get a plug in here.
A pug? They're adorable. Yeah.
So, I remember last week I said that Game Classy's been ad-free since however long.
And you're about to ruin that trend.
I'm about to ruin that trend. So, C2E2, if you've been listening to the past Retro Video Game Review podcast, they're sponsoring us, so to speak, or we are they're working together. We're working together with them.
Our penises are touching.
They're slightly docking, not quite, but they're slightly. Their penis is obviously larger because they're a big entertainment expo, and we are, you know, a lowly podcast,
a very lowly podcast.
So it's like if we actually docked, they would envelop us, but
we'd be ensorbed.
Yeah. However, they are probably the best comic convention in the Midwest right now, or entertainment. The comic book and Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo is what they're essentially called, but it is the best comic convention in the Midwest.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. In some ways, it's better than Gen Con for a lot of reasons. The store floor is amazing.
It's kind of just different.
They're not very similar in a lot of ways. But
other
than
the fact that they are both, in fact, conventions.
Yeah. However, it is a really cool destination convention. It's up there. I've been to San Diego, and in a lot of ways, it's better than San Diego because San Diego is full of a lot of
San Diego.
It's Spanish for a whale's vagina, or German for a whale's vagina. Sorry, ruined that quote. But anyway, so they're sponsoring us, and they gave us two free tickets to give away.
It was Dutch, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Whatever. Yeah, so they gave us two free tickets to give away for 3-day passes. So, like, you know, $75 value, some ridiculous amount of money. So we get to give it away, and I'm going to throw this one to Steve. And Steve gets to come up with how we're going to give this away. Let's do it through email, though, because I don't want to, like, not everybody uses the Facebook. And I want to open this up to anybody. So we're going to give away two free passes. You, Steve, you will create the thing that people will have to do in order to get these passes.
What thing do they have to do?
All right, so you don't have to think about it right now, but think about it before the end of the podcast. We'll announce what they have to do. And you just will email Joe at planetarbitrary.com. Planetarbitrary.com.
Planetary Betrary.
Planetary.
No, Planetary Betrary. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you could send it to Joe at planetarbitrary.com, whatever we come up with, and then we'll...
Can we ask for dick pics for a contest?
I don't want dick pics.
Mm, all right. Send Joe your dick pics.
I just want to picture your nipple. Just your nipple.
Half the nipple.
Half, just the lower half.
Yeah, just the lower half.
Yeah. Okay. Just raise your shirt up just so I can see the lower half and the nipple.
That's what I want. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so we're sponsored, and they got a lot of great guests. You can go to C2E2.com to find out all the guests that are there. Especially Stan Lee is going to be there. Who else? There's some other big names that are going to be there. Probably someone from Walking Dead will be there because The Walking Dead's always there.
Yeah. Coral.
Get to the house, Coral.
Zomboners, Coral. Boners.
That's one of my favorite memes of all time. What do you call fast zombies, Coral? Zombies.
Zombies, Coral. Dead stop.
Zombies.
That's good.
Haley Atwell's going to be there. She's Agent Carter from S.H.I.E.L.D. Jewel State from Firefly is going to be there.
Who the fuck's that?
Kaylee from Firefly.
Kaylee. Okay. See, I don't know who they are. You got to say, like, Kaylee from Firefly is going to be there.
Kaylee from Firefly.
Yeah, there you go.
The gay robots from Star Wars. And many, many more.
This is the sweet robots of Battlestar Galactica. Help me out, too.
Mark Hamill, Elf, and many more.
Get off my plane.
Get off my plane.
You hear he's going to be Deckard again? For the Blade Runner sequel?
I heard.
Yeah.
I'm not really a big fan. You know who else is going to be there? One of your favorite hobbits. Sean Astin's going to be there.
Ooh, I love Sean Astin.
You could just pick him up. How many times do you think he gets asked to be picked up?
Sean Astin's a big dude. I know,
but I mean, like, how many people do you think are, like...
How many people think Sean Astin is much smaller than he is in real life?
But I mean, like, how many people do you think he could, like, go up to him on a regular basis and are like, I'll carry you, and, like, just, like, haul his ass up?
Why would you carry... But he's Samwise.
I carry
Elijah Wood.
I get it.
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's like a weird reference. I'm like asking the character to carry the same character. It's just not cool. It's just weird. I don't know how to feel about it.
But I'm just saying, like, how many people you think do that?
Not many. I'm going to say zero.
You're going to say zero.
I'm going to say actually zero.
Well, if Planet Arbitrary
I believe there'd be a few people who would go, Mr. Frodo, when they see him.
I know, we always, you know how Pat got to interview what's his face from Bruce Boxleitner from
Bruce
Tron.
Boxleitner, yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
He applied to interview a bunch of guests, and I know one of them was Sean Astin. So if that happens, I'm going to ask him that question: how many people asked to pick him up? I'm going to see that, and I'm going to shove it in your face when he says like at least two.
When he says none, you're fucking weird. Get out! This interview's over.
Yeah, and the other big guests are Kevin Smith is going to be there.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. This is his first time coming back to Chicago in a long time.
Really? Oh, he's always like at Wizard World, though.
No. He used to come to Wizard World all the time. I mean, he was straight up at Wizard World probably from at least 2003 to 2008. Mm. I know that for sure. But, I mean, since then, he really hasn't.
He had to take a break to make that shitty Tusk movie.
You didn't like it?
I didn't see it. Well, it's fucking unbelievably terrible.
But did you like Red State?
I did like Red State, and I talked to a few people who liked Red State a lot and talked to me about Tusk, and I'm like,
I really like Tusk.
You are like the smallest percentage of people.
But I didn't take
Plus,
it that
the monster is awful.
Oh, I thought the monster was great.
It's so bad. It looks terrible.
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah, I really liked Tusk. The thing I liked about Tusk as opposed to any other movie that is because it was a low budget horror film that was different. I mean, it wasn't found footage. It was like almost like a John Carpenter-esque. Maybe not straight.
Those are some fucking strong words there you just said right there. Yeah, good thing we're not a horror podcast. Otherwise, you'd get boxes of like bird heads and shit.
Oh, I would probably. But it was like that low budget John Carter, John Carpenter, late 70s, early 80s style. Yeah, you know, not
for me. I watched clips and I saw the like I watched like some bootleg clips.
I think the biggest mistake in the whole thing was Justin Long. I'm not a big Justin Long fan.
I was debating whether or not because it was at a limited. It was a limited release because everyone knew it was a shitter. So I was like, actually,
it was a limited release. It was actually supposed to be even limited-er. But the company that produced the movie helped distribute the movie wanted it in more screens, and they were like, okay.
So it would have been a production to go see it in the theater.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm gonna look up everything I can about this movie before I go, which normally I don't do. Normally I'm just like, let's go to the movies because it's 5 minutes from the house.
Is it on iTunes or anything yet?
I don't think it's released on anything yet.
Okay, because I would definitely recommend it. Yeah. I would. I'm gonna
pass.
Of course you would. Your snap judgments on everything ruins you completely for absorbing any sort of pop culture.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, how long did it take you to watch Battlestar Galactica, for Christ's sakes?
Edward James Olmos' face? It took me until it was complete, which actually turned out to be an extreme advantage because I binge-watched it.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have been very irritated waiting for more episodes.
Well, the last season was...
Also, it was awful. It was funny because... I was like, man, my snap judgments about this show were so wrong. And then by the time it was over, I was like, my snap judgments about this show were so right.
Yeah, there was like four or five great episodes in that last season, though. Just
so see, my snap judgment was actually right in the end.
I don't think it was because it I was. Think
it was
I think,
awful. I really wish I just had not watched it at the end. I was like, I really wish I didn't watch the show.
No, the only show I've ever was like that with was Lost.
Looked so fucking stupid.
It was so good, and then it just, by like the third season, I was just like, this show is not going to end well. They have no idea what they're doing. Because at first I thought, I'm like, man, they wrote this all out, they know exactly what they're doing with this, and then like somewhere around the third season, I was like, they don't know where this is going. And I just, like,
then did you look at the camera, and your head just turned into a big sucker? Sucker?
No, I really liked Battlestar Galactica, and there was more good in that show that came out of that show than bad.
Yeah, I do not recommend. Except, I do not recommend Battlestar Galactica to anyone.
I recommend all the way through season 2,
and then make up your own ending.
Then make up your own ending
because it's going to be much better than what is actually there.
No. I all the way through season 2 and the first half of season 3. Then watch the mutiny episodes of season 4, and then just that's it. That's it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a very, very disappointing.
Starbuck becomes an angel for some odd reason or another?
No, not really.
You just don't know. That's fucking Ron D. Moore. I guarantee you that's Ronald D. Moore fucking that up.
Yeah, well, if I ever meet him, I'll be like, yeah, y'all, good job fucking up Starbuck, idiot.
Well, he's the one that fucked up, Star Trek. I mean, he was one of the guys that really fucked up Next Gen towards the end. I mean, Next Gen wasn't that bad.
There was one episode, like, in the entirety of Next Gen, there was one episode where I'm like, this is really dumb. Fucking one with Beverly Crusher and the ghost.
Oh, yeah.
That one was fucking stupid.
I think that was the
it's
season.
It's not actually a ghost.
Wasn't that, like, the season premiere of, like, season 6 or
it
something
It was a
like
late
that?
I think it was, like, smack in the middle of a later season.
That one was a really dumb episode.
It was really bad. It's not actually a ghost. It's like an energy alien, but... Man,
that was a dumb episode.
Other than that, I didn't really.
What about the one where Picard and Ro and Guinan all become little kids?
Wasn't that bad? That's actually like kind of like a trope. So
yeah,
like the turned into kids. That's a massive like fantasy sci-fi trope. So
it is.
I can't really like
fault them.
Yeah, I can't fault them for like sticking with the classics.
You know, we're gonna have an episode where people switch brains.
Like, it's like Conan's been turned into a kid along with his friends and that monkey.
And that monkey who likes to eat.
Conan, the mightiest warrior ever.
We got chickens and everything. No. Some of that. But anyway.
Also, it was really funny to see that little kid trying to do his best Patrick Stewart impression. He's fucking adjusting his shirt. It was pretty awesome.
Make it so. God damn, I love fucking I love Trek.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, so Battlestar? No.
I will vehemently disagree with you.
That's fine. You can.
All right.
I mean, you also really like Doctor Who, so our opinions sometimes connect, but not really.
Yeah.
Like, if we were hands, like, two fingers would lock, and the rest would just be, like, slapping each other.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I think the thing is I really like space opera as opposed to...
Spopera?
Spopera, in a lot of ways, as opposed to just normal sci-fi. Like,
that's
I
why
can't,
I like Gundam.
Yeah, well, I can't get into, like, Agent Black. What is that, Orphan Black? You ever watch that?
No, it looks dumb.
I just can't get into it. And everyone's like, it's so good. She's such a good actress. I'm like, I don't care about actors and actresses. I really just want to see cool sci-fi. I like spaceships and lasers and missiles and...
Like, the big... I guess, like, the biggest...
space battles.
The biggest... I think the biggest pop culture thing I like is Sherlock. The BBC Sherlock.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest one.
Maybe. Yeah,
I mean, not... Like, obviously, Star Trek's, like, a giant thing, but... the recent years pop culture thing. I like the BBC Sherlock, but other than that, like, I don't like Doctor Who. I don't, you know, fucking Hunger Games is stupid.
Hunger Games, you know, did you ever watch it?
Yeah, it's shitty. It's really bad. I didn't think it was really childish knockoff of Battle Royale. Like, whoever wrote that, I'm sure this is a constant internet argument.
Yeah.
But, like, whoever wrote that clearly saw Battle Royale and was like, I'm going to rate this for young adults.
I don't think it was related at all. They were somewhat similar. It was just kids killing each other, but Battle Royale was a completely different animal. I mean, I'm not defending the books because I never read the books.
No, because Battle Royale 2, by the time they get to 2, like, that's the, like, someone told me the plot is, like, she goes into this Hunger Games battle and, like, they the kids kill each other and then they, like, rally against the government and she leads a revolution.
Yeah.
That's Battle Royale 2.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That is literally Battle Royale 2. The fucking winners from the first lead a revolution against the fucking government running the death game.
I'm sure there's some fucking argument that's going to be against you in some way or another, but I don't really care that much to even make it.
Got there first.
I'm just going to say that the argument has...
Doesn't necessarily make the... although, that doesn't necessarily make the movies intrinsically bad, because The Magnificent Seven is a fantastic Western, and that is a direct ripoff of one of the old samurai movies.
Oh, here you go. Here's a good argument. Battle Royale was just ripped off The Running Man. There you go.
But that's not even remotely close to the same movie. Jesus Christ.
It's about televised killing. But Running Man had...
Battle Royale's not televised.
It's not?
No.
Oh, well, it's about killing.
It's about killing. Get off my plane.
And Running Man had fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dude, so. Running Man's a fucking great movie. Now he's just plane zero. Fuck, that movie's good.
So, yeah, back to Star Trek, though. I was actually at an LGS... the other day, and
Filgus,
and someone actually was sitting there, and I just happened to be perusing the aisles, and I heard out of, like, the corner of my ear, someone was like, "So what's the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars Attack Wing?" And I was like, and I just, like, over my shoulder, I just go, "One's made by a company that cares about its customers. The other one is complete shit." And the owner of the store was like, "Well, it's more than that. It's Star Trek Attack Wing really, you know, what does it say?
It has the Borg Cube. It also has Deep Space Nine.
It said they really support the tournament play style. Well, Fantasy Flight, they don't really care that much about making sure that everything's in stock." I'm like, that's because they care about quality, not quantity. God damn it.
I mean, I don't sell either. Or rather, I sell Star Wars, not Star Trek. But from what I've been told, like, from my customer base, most people prefer the Star Trek game because you can actually get your ships. So, number one, that's like, yeah, we're going to play this because we can get our ships. And then, like, the big things that were, like, the tournament ships, I guess, you can, like, buy them now.
Can you?
Yeah, they're releasing them.
Oh, well, that's actually
basically the tournament ships are like a... You get them first if you win the tournament.
Well, Star Wars just released...
Plus the Borg Cube.
And you love that Borg Cube.
And the Deep Space Nine.
You love your Deep Space Nine.
It's pretty fucking hype. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll never play them because I don't like those... I don't like the mechanics of those games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think the mechanics are that bad.
I didn't say they were bad. And I don't like them.
And I actually think the mechanics work better for Armada. And Star Trek than the Star Wars. I think they actually work better for... Just like that. But the problem is with Star Wars is scale. Make the ships the fucking scale, dude.
Well, then play Armada.
I do want to play Armada.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, people are fucking loving, what is it, Rebel Assault?
Imperial Assault.
Oh, Imperial Assault. What's Rebel Assault?
No,
that's a video game.
That's a video game. Yeah. That's not a board game.
Yeah, I mean, people are liking that. When you asked that question online, that came up a couple times, I think. Imperial Assault.
Mm-hmm. Assault.
Yeah. I was looking at the rules of the 1v1, you know, the
skirmish game.
Yeah, skirmish game. Yeah, I'm not. It's, I don't know. Let's play the old West End one with the metal figures. Like the weird 20 mil, like they weren't even 20 mil. They were like 18 mil figures. We'll put those out there, put them on little bases, move them around. Got little R2-D2, little C-3PO doing that. How many points are they worth?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. I didn't like the, I looked at the game, I was like, there's so many like templates and it's doodly bops and like special dice and it's just like cards. I'm like, fuck it. I don't want to deal with it. Like, fuck that.
it's very much like component porn.
Yeah, there's so much. And like the both of them, Star Trek and X-Wing, are just like components.
No, I was talking about Imperial Assault.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that one's...
I'm talking about all of these games.
Yeah.
They're all like that. It's just like there's so many components. Imperial Assault at least makes a little more sense because Imperial Assault's got the board game aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
So playing it like Descent, I'm like, sure. But the other ones, it's just like there's so much shit. It's like, oh, you need like this. You need this turn. This turn.
See, I kind of like that though, because it just
if you can't play the game with a fucking tape measure, I'm out.
No, but I think you would like
I'm out.
I think you would like that more than a tape measure because it's way more precise than a tape measure. Because a tape measure, there's always that like, dude, you're measuring front to back. You're measuring front to back. Or
it's a fucking minis game. It's not gonna be precise. Something's gonna be OP.
Well, that's.
Like, that's the way minis games work. The
templates, though...
People don't play the balanced minis games, which is weird, but people don't play them.
Well, that's because sometimes they can be incredibly boring. But the templates, they help out with the turns and everything, so they make it more precise, and they actually make it not... You know, it's a two-dimensional space game, which is stupid to begin with, but it helps with that and the turnings and going straight and making sure you're only going... 4 inches. This
all
is exactly
TIE Fighters.
Well, that's the problem. It's for every game person who wants to have a fun balanced game, you have a Steve. All TIE Fighters. Take them, my pretties.
I wouldn't play that list. It sounds terrible.
The sound doesn't sound. He would just take them.
Is it? No, like if I see if that's the best list, I'm like, I'm not playing that game.
Well, if I play Star Trek, I'm just going to play the Defiant. That's it.
just Worf on the Defiant.
Just Worf on the Defiant. You will take on everything.
Alright, I'll play the Borg Cube.
Remember when Worf and the Defiant tried to take on the Borg Cube and got bitch slapped?
Didn't work out very well.
No, it did not. And they beamed him aboard. And they beamed him aboard the Enterprise. And he's like, "Today is a good day to die." And they're like, "Poof." And they totally robbed Worf of his like Klingon death moment.
It's true.
Fucking Picard. God damn it.
Oh well, you know.
Yeah, Worf and Adam Scott on the Defiant could have easily taken out that Borg Cube. We rammed into it.
So tell me about your really fluffy bolt action army.
I don't have a fluffy... Well, it's not really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's super competitive? It's, I guess you're a me, then.
Okay. All right. So, if you want to... Well, Adepticon is coming.
I don't really
up.
Care about your
no,
list. I give two shits about it.
You give two shits about it.
I was just pointing out that, like, playing competitive and being, you know, good at games, I'll take that as a compliment. And if you want to be intentionally bad at games, I will happily beat you at tournaments.
Well, gay means happy, and if you're calling me happy, I take that as a compliment.
What? I didn't call you gay.
That's a similar argument. Oh God. Okay. So what else did I have? I'm like really.
No, it's not. It's that's the thing that pisses me off is like people who are like they intentionally play bad.
Oh yeah.
And they like try to make people who play well feel bad about playing well because they play bad by choice. They're like, well. I don't think it's cool that your army had all close combat troops with jump packs. That's just cheesy. My list that I've carefully crafted by reading 200 different Black Library titles. Look at Marnius Coolgar in his panties. You can clearly see his G-string coming out from behind this little gap in his power armor. And the reason that the gap is there, because normally the power armor is hermetically sealed, is because in this Black Library book, Marnius Coolgar took some damage to the back of his suit and was not able to repair it for an entire year because he was battling so fiercely against the foes of the Emperor. So this is my Marnius Coolgar figure in this way. And that's why I've made a much more fluffy and you know, accurate list than yours. So I'm going to give you a 0 for sportsmanship and a 0 for list building.
And then I fully expect fives for myself because my list is so good in the rich background and universe of Warhammer 40,000.
All right, so back to gaming stuff.
That was definitely gaming stuff.
That's you working out something personal right there.
You are not a tournament player then. You never played against the fluffy bunnies. They are the worst. Which is why card games is better, because when you play at a card game tournament, everyone's playing to win.
Yeah. Shield Wolf, the Kickstarter. This is the guys with the really cool orcs that have the huge teeth.
Yeah, we've shared this on the Kickstarter or on the Facebook.
On the Facebook page, but you know, not everybody's on the Facebook.
Well, that's their fault, not mine.
That's their fault. The Shield Wolf Kickstarter is actually pretty good.
I bet they all play fluffy Warhammer lists, too.
Well, you can't anymore because Warhammer doesn't exist anymore.
Dude, they got bubbles.
It's all bubbles in the warp.
They got reality bubbles.
Yeah. What was it? They're at 25,000 right now. It's a small Kickstarter, but it's decent. I don't think it's definitely not a deal like you get with a lot of Kickstarters where it's like, you know, recent ones where it's been like, you pay $200 and you get 5,000 figures. This is more like, you know,
Redbox launched a new one.
They did, and Redbox ones are always awesome.
Yeah, Barbarians, yo.
Barbarians. This is more like the Titanforge one where it's like you pledge a certain level, you get a certain amount of points, and you put those points towards whatever figures you want to buy, which is cool. It's a build your own. And I actually kind of prefer that way because then you actually get stuff on time when you say, as opposed to a deal, you're actually getting your stuff on time. It's more kind of how Kickstarter should work as opposed to anything else. But I definitely take a look at it. Titanforge just did a Kickstarter too recently.
Tinymals? That was the last one I know they did.
No. They did the sci-fi one. They did a sci-fi.
I missed that one entirely.
Yeah, you know, that's my problem. Is like February is like my busiest month at work, so I've been kind of out of it for a lot of that stuff, and like posting and shit like that. But
I'd rather just post random anime shit.
I know you would. I don't. Whenever you put up something anime, I'm like, good for you, Steve. You have something in your life.
Usually it's Quad City DJs matched up with something.
Yeah.
Come on and slam. Take it to the jam.
Yeah, Titanforge did a sci-fi maybe it's not a Kickstarter. They did, maybe, I don't know.
This is some quality podcasting.
I know.
Right here.
Tell me about it. Well, you're also having me podcast at 9 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even.
How am I more alert than you?
Because you were prepared.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, they did their sci-fi stuff. It's actually pretty cool. I liked it quite a lot. You're just more awake than me. You're not more prepared. Oh, there it is.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the preparation for the podcast is being awake.
It's true.
Like, what else are you going to prepare for? Like I've written a small essay of what I'm going to talk about.
Have you ever worked with Pat B? The man came to my house last night with like a list of shit like to talk about. Oh, here you go.
Pat's a very like by the book kind of guy, though. I could see that. Voldar the Tormentor.
That's just one of the figures. They did like a whole sci-fi range. It was really nice.
Voldar. That's a fucking totally 80s name.
Voldar!
I dig it. I dig it.
Voldar. He is Voldar, the Tormentor. You hear like the buzzing of flies to him.
X-Terra Space Force. That's what it's called. Fun shit. And then, yeah, so Redbox also has a Kickstarter where they're doing the Barbarians. I mean, it's not like Redbox is always just a solid Kickstarter to back. Cause you're going to get cool figures, really nice poses, really nice sculpts, not a lot of flash on them. But it's also, not really sexy to talk about because it's just like, this is a good quality Kickstarter. Buy into it. You know, it's like the guys who did the gnome and the dwarf Kickstarters. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have the dwarf one. Yeah.
That's a cool Kickstarter just because it's like, hey, this is quality shit that you're going to get.
Yeah, I got the little necromancer dwarf chick with the lip ring. I'm like, this is a very, very unique model.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. I like this shit.
I'm in.
I can handle it. Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about when we were talking about the Attack Wing stuff? The Star Wars just released their third wave. Their third.
Yeah, Most Wanted.
Yeah, the Bounty Hunters.
IG-2000, the Most Wanted pack, the M3A fucking fighter shit, and then, I don't know. It's
repaints of everything
else.
It's
another faction. It's for bounty hunters of dildoing yourself or something.
Yeah, and everything looks, of course, gorgeous and beautiful. And it's everything that you want.
Those are not words that I would use. You could spend $40 to buy three ships that are about the size of 25 mil figures. It seems fair.
They do a good job.
I think they're insanely overpriced. I would never pay that money for them. Like, I think they're overpriced at my discount. And I've got a pretty hefty discount. And I'd be like, not going to buy that.
Well, even the individual ships are $15 a pop.
I know. They're I think I cannot. That's the thing. I can't believe that that game took off so big because it's so expensive.
Dude, I got into an internet argument with a dude because he posted that his favorite quote from Star Wars. This is just literally what he said. That's my favorite quote from Star Wars.
This is too expensive?
No. There's always a bigger fish. And I'm like, first of all, that's for Star Wars Episode 1. You
now
idiot.
This is shitposting.
Yeah, this is shitposting. And you are completely...
I have an image macro. I could send it to you. It's just Anakin in the fucking the pod racing outfit. And he's like smiling. And it just said, the macro is now this is shitposting. I could send that to you if you'd like.
Yeah, because it's just like, you're a fucking moron. Because not only is that from the worst of the movies, it's also a throwaway line that's not even like... like a philosophy of a character. It's some other fucking stupid ass philosophy that your dad would tell you just for some other fucking one you get. It's just shit. It's shit. Fuck you.
I mean, it's from Star Wars. Of course it's shit.
And he got like, okay, this was on Reddit, and he got like 45 upvotes on it for posting a shit post about, this is my favorite Star Wars line. No! How is that your favorite Star Wars line? How? There are three movies that are infinitely better.
It's probably because his first Star Wars movie was episode one.
It's kind of because he's like 12 years old. I know, and I feel so fucking old.
Get ready to feel older. He's probably not 12 because episode one came out in 99.
I know. If he came out in 99, you know.
So if he was an infant and now he's posting on Reddit.
Yeah. Hey, I saw episode one in the theater.
I saw all of them in theaters.
Yeah, I regret it. I feel like a guy that escaped a cult when it comes to fucking Star Wars. More than like 40K, I feel like a guy that escaped a cult because of Star Wars.
The multiple reasons that drove me out of like 40K and fantasy were like the fastest one were the players, actually.
40K in fantasy?
Yeah. Like, I just got, like, there's a ton of awesome guys we know and, like, awesome guys I know who've played 40K in fantasy. Like, just super cool dudes. And, like, a lot of friends I know, like, now I wouldn't have if it wasn't for 40K in fantasy. But, like, going to a tournament, the last time I went to a tournament, I think I played against, it was the team tournament. And, like, the first team we played against, they were just kind of, like brisk about everything. They're like they weren't really like friendly, but like they weren't dicks. Yeah. And then the second round, the guys we played were super butthurt because they lost their first round, so they were like total fucking cock knockers. They were all fucking like, let me just double check that measurement. And I'm like, dude, you already lost the first round. You can't possibly win this tournament. The fuck's wrong with you? Have some drinks. Like, if you don't win. You can't win the tournament. So if you lost your first round, why are you being a dick? You already lost. Like, your day is over if you went to win. So have some drinks, relax. Then the third round, played against some okay guys. And the fourth round, played against the saltiest fucks in the universe. So it's like, I'm like, why am I fucking wasting my time with this? So many people have just gotten so salty about this game. So yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not going to play in the tournaments anymore.
That's it's all tournaments, though. Like, I regret...
It's not all tournaments. It's fucking minis tournaments.
Yeah.
Although, interestingly enough, the game that's out of control, like, competitive, War Machine, I've always had a good time playing against people in War Machine. That might just be my experience, my luck, but, like, people seem to be, like, a little bit more chill.
Yeah, I mean, War Machine's a fine game. It's a fine game, sir. I just hate that the tournaments don't mean that you don't have to paint your fucking figures for tournaments.
There's one you have to... There's three types of tournaments you can run, and one of them requires painting.
Yeah, the one at
it doesn't score painting. It just requires painting.
Ugh, this guy always got a score painting.
Score painting is the worst.
No,
that is no.
If it
factors into your gaming score, it's fucking awful. If it's a separate thing, that's fine.
Okay, No, it shouldn't factor in your gaming score. No, but your figures should have to be painted. Your toys should have to be painted.
Yes, I agree. The toys should be painted.
No, they should not. It should not affect your gaming score at all.
It should not affect your gaming score.
No, fuck you. Yeah, if you put that into my gaming score, I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah,
because. Because there are some people with really shitty figures that score really well at tournaments. All right, so that's about it. I mean, the only other thing I wanted to ask your opinion on is, what do you think of the Settlers of Catan movie that's going to be coming out?
I can't wait to see it bomb. I mean, do they learn nothing from fucking Battleship?
Battleship? You know, I never saw Battleship, but I would like to think that they at least they had to have written into there, "You sunk my battleship."
No, there's no way. How would you fit that in there? Unless the fucking boss of unless Liam Neeson gets teleported to the alien spacecraft and he's like, "You sunk my battleship," and he punches the guy
in the face. That would be amazing.
It's probably not in there.
No, you'd have to have a guy like Will Smith go, "You motherfucker, you sunk my battleship."
And welcome then, to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. Earth.
Yeah, Earth. That's what he said.
Oh, I thought you said Earth. I don't know. You didn't pronounce the F enough.
Welcome to Earth. Like, he doesn't over fucking pronounce the F. He just says, "Welcome to Earth." He doesn't go, "Welcome to Earth."
He kind of does. A little bit.
Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West. I love Will Smith. I need another Big Willy Weekend.
Big Willy Weekend.
Did I tell you about Big Willy Weekend?
No, you have not told me.
All right, so for the longest time, Will Smith would have two big movies coming out at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah.
And my friend and I would go to the theater to watch both of the Will Smith movies, and while doing it, we'd be going, "Big Willy Weekend! Big Willy Weekend! Big Willy Weekend!
I think you
big
told me Willy this, because this sounds familiar.
So. Yeah, and then that when Hancock came out, he was in another movie at the same time, so we got to have Big Willy Weekend again. Yeah, fucking love Big Willy Weekend.
He hasn't put out any good movies lately.
You know what? Hancock was a huge disappointment to me because
it fell apart in the third act completely.
Right? It was fun, and then it was awful.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I've
never watched a movie like I've never gone from having such a good time in a movie to having such a bad time.
The movie just like it looked like two scripts that were just mushed together, yeah. Like two half scripts that were mushed together. It was basically what it was like.
And his Omega Man remake was okay.
I wasn't a big fan of that. The CG just looked awful.
Yeah, that's a problem. You know, CG's just like there's too much of it.
I mean,
CG. There's too much of it.
They should have would it have been hard to put people in fucking makeup for that movie? I don't think it would have been that hard.
Well, I mean, they wanted to give them like creepy movement things, where, like they jumped from the floor to the ceiling and that kind of shit.
Yeah, which they didn't need to do.
Which you could have done with actors still, but then like, I think a lot of times when you're doing the special effects, you're making a decision because like if you have actors at all times and when they do something acrobatic, you use CG, that might be extremely like off-putting. Like the disconnect would be immediate when it's like that was a person, now it's a CG guy, now it's a person, now it's a CG guy.
I guess
it might just be better to be like, well, people are gonna be like, this is a CG guy, and they'll suspend their disbelief once they've gotten used to the weird looking CG guy.
They made the wrong choice.
I just don't think the CG was good enough.
It was terrible, and the fact that it's a Charlton Heston movie that's amazing. It's like he's working
from
on
my cold dead hands. So does that mean we can get his guns now?
Probably. I bet you.
So shouldn't the NRA be gone?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, he said you could pry him from my cold dead hand. So we still have to go there and pry the guns away. I bet you he's got a strong death grip.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wouldn't his hands be skele-bones by now?
Have you ever tried to fight a skele-bones?
They're tough.
We don't have magic weapons, sir.
They resist piercing and slashing damage.
Exactly.
But we can use bludgeoning damage, which includes your fist.
Oh, okay.
So remember, if your character has a lot of strength and you're fighting a skele-bones, put your sword away.
Use your fist.
And punch him in the face.
Do some skele-bones punching.
Yeah. You're like, I was punching skeletons all night.
Well, we'd have to track down the necromancer and kill him as well.
Whatever.
That way he would just crumble to dust.
Dude, whatever, man. Skele-bones aren't that tough.
Skele-bones ain't that tough. Hey, whatever, man. Skele-bones ain't that tough.
Man.
No, but that movie was, the original was pretty good. The Charlton Heston, he was walking around in a laser suit. Laser.
I like Vincent Price better, but.
Yeah, that one wasn't that great.
Dude, don't you say an ill word about Benson Price.
I'm going to have to go kill some zombie vampires.
fucking get your sass out of here.
It's back in the day when
Vincent Price was alive and awesome, which was always.
It's that weird time in Hollywood where I'm trying to come up with a good PC term for this, where a feminism was considered to be like villainous. Like a person who was effeminate was always the villain. Like Vincent Price.
Like in Lost in Space.
Like in Lost in Space. Like, you cantankerous clamber of
I'll take the young boys.
Yeah, it's like it's weird. Like why was this person considered scary? I mean, Vincent Price should never have been considered a scary individual.
Vincent Price is fucking awesome.
I mean, he's awesome, yes, but he was never scary in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know. He's never used. I didn't think he was ever actually supposed to be scary.
He was. That's what he was.
He was always the like.
No, he was always spooky and shit like that. That's what he was designed around. Like when they used to do that all the time. Vincent Price. They used to make like people.
I mean,
like,
he was in like The Tingler, but like he's not the scary part of the Tingler. I think he was in The Tingler.
I don't know.
But like he's not the scary part. The Tingler is the scary part. Well, then like House on Haunted Hill. He's the villain, but it's like a plot.
Yeah, it's like he's supposed to be.
The Skelebones is the scary part of House on Haunted Hill that comes down on the wire.
It's supposed to be like creepy villainous. Like
you know what's creepy about Vincent Price? His voice. That's
yes, it is.
That's what. Why?
It's amazing.
Doesn't sound
Steve.
Anything like.
Oh,
Vincent
it sounds
Price.
Like Vincent. That's a great Vincent Price impression.
You are the single most person who overvalues their impressions. By far.
It's a fantastic Vincent Price.
This is an awful Vincent Price. Your Vincent Price is as good as my fucking, what's his name? Michael Caine. your Vincent Price is as good as my Michael Caine. Perhaps slightly worse.
No way. My Vincent Price is gold. Gold, Steve. It's gold.
Awful.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's not gold. It's not the swordfish at Mendy's. It's soup.
It's gold, Steve. It's gold.
It's soup.
All right, that's about it for this week. I don't know what the fuck happened.
We had an all right time.
Oh, we had an all right time. I hope you did too. Go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like us on Facebook. You could also like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. We're also available to have the podcast on the YouTubes, and we also have the Game Classy subreddit. Where you
got to get that archive up there, yo.
I know. I really should do that. Maybe over the summer or spring break. I got spring break coming up. Maybe nice. I'll take
just
a day.
With episode one. That's where I'm talking about the vampire accounts and how I still don't hate Games Workshop.
You know, if we get to interview Kevin Smith at C2E2, we could ask about Clerks cartoon. How big was that bee?
There's a big bee.
You see the size of that bee?
Why are those burritos steaming and reeking? They're the expensive kind. I must have them. That fucking cartoon is great. I keep hearing it's coming back on like a premium channel or on Netflix.
I wish it would.
I'm really looking forward to Clerks 3.
Yeah. But anyway, so speaking of C2E2, Steve, have you thought of some how we will get the tickets out there to someone?
Okay, so you can draw an illustration, you can write a description, you can write a short story, whatever you'd like. You need to convey this meaning in the email.
Okay.
You are an X-Men mutant. You're terrible. Your power sucks. You may or may not look like shit. You are awful. Like what are the subhuman? What's the group that's under the fucking
Morlocks?
Yeah, the Morlocks. Like think Morlock level. Like you're just garbage. How do you rescue the X-Men from Magneto?
Magneto. This sounds very complicated.
No, I'll do it really quick. Ready?
Yeah. Give me an example.
My X-Men name is Poop Man, okay. And I look like a pile of poop.
Okay.
My power is control over all fecal matter.
Okay.
Including my own body, which is 100% fecal matter.
Okay.
So Magneto, I make shit his own pants, then drown him in a torrent of diarrhea from the captured X-Men.
Ah, you see, what I would do is I would use the shit in his own body. That's
I said, no, I made him shit his pants.
No, but I would make it explode, so his like body just becomes like just explodes from shit.
You can't kill him though; he's Magneto. He's Charles Xavier's friend.
he's the flip side of his coin.
But Xavier is captured with the rest of the X-Men, so Xavier's diarrhea does come out onto Magneto.
That's who also is going to be at C2E2. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Stan Lee is going to be there. I always thought that like when Stan Lee would say shit, it's always like.
Excelsior.
Well, like he would say stuff like he would said like, you know, when I was creating Charles Xavier and Magneto, I looked at inspiration like Martin Luther King Jr. versus Malcolm X. I'm like, you didn't do that when you created these characters. That's something you came up with after.
You were like,
fact.
This guy's psychic. This guy's got magnets.
Exactly. His powers are magnets. No one knows how they work.
Excelsior.
Just the ICP.
I just assume everything. I assume like if anyone ever asks Stanley to explain anything, he just goes Excelsior
or, and flies
no
away.
No problem, true believer.
You yeah. win a no prize.
So there you go. That's the contest.
All right. So mail that to.
You can just fucking even if you can't think of an idea of how your character could rescue the X-Men possibly, just tell us about your shitty mutant powers.
Yeah. Okay. That's good too. You could do that through either joe@planetarbitrary.com or post it on the Facebook. Either one. I'll accept it. If you don't have the Facebook, you could just post it. Send it to joe@planetarbitrary.com.
Also, don't bother entering, you cheeky foreigners.
Yeah, well, I mean, you...
Unless you want to fly out to Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if you want to... If you're in the Chicagoland region or, you know, with close, you want to come to C2E2. I think it's April 27th.
If you do win and you come out to Chicago and you meet us at C2E2, maybe we can get shitty drunk.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Puke all over Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Steve and Nikki are going to be there. I'm going to be there. Pat, Anthony, all the people from Play On are going to be there. Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast, which you can also listen to. I can support them out there. Always support us, but we never support them. Why is that, Steve?
I support them.
Do you support them?
Yeah, I retweet their posts and, like, I play them up on the Twitter. I'm like, hey, are people listening to Pat's Retro Game Review Podcast?
It's April 24th or 26th in McCormick Place in Chicagoland. So you're going to get a free three-day pass. Two free three-day passes, so you can bring a friend. I would say you bring a girlfriend, but let's face it, you listen to this podcast.
So you're probably married.
Maybe. Yeah, well, me and you are married.
I mean, almost every single person I know of that posts on our Facebook page is fucking married.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Miniatures games, tabletop gamers tend to skew a little
older.
Let's
face this. Most of the people here are not going to bring their wives to C2E2.
Mostly.
All right. So, Steve, until...
Pat's market's a little harder than ours, too. Video games? It's rough, man. There's a lot of people out there.
What do you mean?
Like, getting your podcast out there. There's way more video game podcasts.
You listen to, like... we were talking about this yesterday. It's like, if you ever listen to people who do... other gaming podcasts, I'm like, not really. They're all so bad. He goes, I know, right? I'm like, they don't even, like, at least you guys sound like you have some sort of like recording equipment and like some software that you work on the show. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't even sound that good. Once we're done with it, some of these people sound like they're recording off their iPhones. I'm like, wait a second, I did that for like the first 8 podcasts that we did. But yeah, it's some of them are pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it is there's too much crunch in their podcasts.
Well, I mean, aside from that, I'm just talking like the normals. Like you turn it on for an hour, for like 2 minutes, and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, you mean the audio?
Yeah, just the audio.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Our content isn't worth the.
No, that's the thing, but that's
it
why.
It isn't worth the toilet paper you're wiping your shit with.
That's what people like listen to us because our content's so shitty. Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that people listen to this. I can't turn it off.
It's so vulgar.
It's so vulgar. I appreciate the guy who on the iTunes thing was like, you know what? I don't understand how people like him. You know, he gave an explanation why he didn't like it. The one, Byzantium. It's so vulgar. Okay, I love that man. I want to meet him and hug him. All right. So, Steve, until next time.
Live long and prosper.
Game classy.